18th meeting of the Goshen Redevelopment Commission. Tracy, would you call the roll, please?
Andrea Johnson.
Here.
Jose Elizalde. Ryan Kreider.
Here.
Thomas Stump.
Here.
Vince Turner.
Here.
Brent Weddle.
Here.
Okay, you've all received a copy of the minutes. Any questions or comments? Not, I'll entertain a motion to approve the minutes as submitted.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. And opposed say no. And that passes unanimously. Next item is election of officers.
Mr. President, I would move that Tom Stump be nominated to continue as president.
Are there any other nominations?
No nominations.
All those in favor of Vince's motion say aye.
Aye.
And opposed say no. And that passes unanimously. Next item would be electing a president, or vice president, I'm sorry.
I make a motion that Mr. remain vice president.
Is there a motion to close the nominations? Been moved and seconded that Vince Turner be our vice president next year. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed say no. That passes unanimously. And the next item would be nomination for, is it secretary treasurer or just secretary? Yeah, that's right. We don't get paid any money. I keep forgetting. So I don't know who the secretary is. That was a Brett. Is there a motion?
I nominate Brett Weddle.
Is there a...
The only thing that I'll mention before we vote on that or close it, we're making the assumption that the city council will reappoint myself and or you. I sent you an email today.
Got it.
So the city council has to reappoint both of us. So...
When is that?
Well, no, you can go ahead and point it but if he doesn't remain a member of the board, of course he loses the position.
Okay. I just want to make sure that.
Yeah.
So is there a motion to close the motions, the nominations?
Motion
closed. Okay. It's been moved and seconded to appoint Brett Weddle as our secretary. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed say no, and that passes unanimously. I don't think you have a chance of not being appointed because there's nobody else probably who wants to do all your work. That's what I would say. Okay, well, with that, we have, well, it's a lot of work. I can tell you when I was on the council, I was on this board, as you know, and I spent more time on these issues a lot of times than the council. It does take a long time, a lot of your time. So we'll move to old business, Resolution 85-2018, which is approved request from the Goshen Engineering to issue a request for proposals for engineering services for the U.S. 33 auxiliary lanes from Plymouth Avenue to Fairfield Avenue.
Hello. Just to give you all a refresher, we're requesting permission to send out the request for proposals for the U.S. 33 Fairfield and Plymouth project. This would be for the design services, and we would do that through NDOT's process. And we had tabled it last time to give legal a chance to look at the information provided by MACOG and NDOT about the ability to change the RFP to include cost services. That's pretty much it.
Okay, so I remember that. Larry, you reviewed this?
I actually, it would take a slight difference than that. It was tabled so we could review the contract, and we have and we approved the contract. I'm by no way conceding that particular issue.
Okay.
But with the respect to this particular project, yes. I mean, we needed to have an opportunity to look at the contract as a whole. And we have reported back to them.
Did you take a dance class in law school?
I did. Okay. I did. And my brother is a professional dancer.
What contract? You know, we don't have a contract with anybody yet. This would be...
Well, yeah, it was reviewing the...
Yeah, the legalese.
The proposal for putting out invitation for bids. Okay, so is there any discussion on that? If not, I'll entertain a motion to approve Resolution 85-2018.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion at all? Seeing none, it's been moved and seconded to approve Resolution 85-2018. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed say no, and that passes unanimously. Next item, Resolution 1-2019, which is a partial release of real estate mortgage executed by Millrace Neighborhood, LLC.
These are releases that we've done periodically as they've gotten different pieces done, and it's just another one in those series.
Okay, so we've done this before, right?
Mm-hmm.
Any questions? If not, I'll entertain a motion to approve Resolution
01-2019.
It's been moved and seconded to approve Resolution 1-2019. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
And opposed say no. And that passes unanimously. Next item is Resolution 2-2019, which is authorized acquisition of real estate at 102 Olive Street.
Yeah, I'll go ahead and start.
Yeah.
What are you looking for that? But this is the property at the corner of Olive and East Lincoln. We talked about it a little bit. It was fire damaged, and as a result, we were able to purchase this property for $15,000. And that's as is, so we'll still have to do demolition, which we would do otherwise. But this is that corner property. I think you, Brent, brought that up originally, and it was added to our project list. So this resolution would allow us to move forward.
Any questions or comments about this?
Channeling my inner bulldozer stuff.
Yeah.
If and when we acquire this property, how quickly can we move on demolition?
Becky, want to comment on demolition?
I just like the idea, since it already is burned out, et cetera, that if we take ownership in it, we kind of set the example by.
Right. We'll have to go through a bidding process.
Right, I understand that, but that's why I'm not working.
Well, and there are two good reasons we're thinking about buying this. One is because the property borders our shooting center, and the second one would be, even though it's questionable whether we'll need that for a turning radius, I think that we will need it eventually. There are other opinions on that, but that's my opinion. So those would be the two good reasons to purchase that, besides we're getting it at the right price.
Yeah.
And so there's a good possibility we're going to have a lot of use for that property.
At least it gives us the flexibility.
Any other comments on this?
I will say that typically once we award a demo contract, we give them 90 days. Certain contractors typically take 90 days.
Well, it shouldn't take too long this time of year, I wouldn't think.
Well, actually, we do tend to get better pricing this time of year, and generally we can get them done faster this time of year. We try to put it out that length of time during the construction season to get better pricing on it.
Can we let Commissioner Stump drive the proposal for a while?
I want to.
I prefer an excavator. I told you the story. I used to own 5 bulldozers at one time, and they all ran.
They all ran?
Yeah. Okay, if there are no other questions, I'll entertain a motion to approve Resolution 2-2019.
So moved.
It's been moved and seconded to approve Resolution 2-2019. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
And opposed say no. That passes unanimously. Next item is Resolution 3-2019. Which is approve and authorize execution of a supplemental agreement number 3 with DLZ for Kircher Road Phase 2 reconstruction.
Kircher Phase 2 bids next month, and during our final review of the project, we noticed that the conduit for the traffic signal interconnect was not included. And DLZ had not been informed to include that in the project. So for this agreement, we're asking to move some money around. So this is a no-cost increase to the design contract. We'd like to move money to roadway design from, I think, translation services, reduce the public info meeting, and reimbursable permit costs that we didn't end up using.
Questions? If there are no questions, I'll entertain a motion to approve Resolution 3, 2019.
So moved. Second.
That's been moved and seconded to approve Resolution 3, 2019. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. And opposed say no. And that passed unanimously. Next item, Resolution 4, 2009, which is approve and authorize execution of a listing agreement with Century 21 for 102 East Kircher Road.
Okay. Toward the end of 2018, we issued a RFP to solicit proposals to hire a real estate broker to market certain properties, initially the 102 East Kircher, but we also listed a couple others that may be potential listings as well. At the last meeting, we opened proposals. We received one proposal, and that was from Century 21. Patty Miller, who's the managing broker, submitted that proposal. So in this packet, we have a resolution approving the listing agreement, which our legal department has reviewed. We did have two minor changes to that listing agreement, kind of standard agreement, just fit our situation. The listing price for that property is we're starting at $175, which is roughly what we have in it. I think we're pretty close to that, and
yeah,
that's before we sold or we yeah. used some of the right-of-way and split some of the property off. But, so, yeah, Patty had a conflict. I thought she might be here today to introduce herself, but we did meet with her. We're comfortable with moving forward with this agreement, and we'd like to get on the property, on the market as soon as possible and start soliciting offers.
And the listing price is based on discussions with Patty and what she thought were appropriate right. for this particular property.
So it's on residential.
All right, residential. Okay. Any questions for anyone?
If there are no questions, I'll entertain a motion to approve Resolution 04-2019.
So moved.
Second. It's been moved and seconded to approve Resolution 4-2019. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed say no. That passes unanimously. Next item, Resolution 5-2019, which is approve agreement amendment with Amy Worsham for Creative Arts Coordinator Services.
We are here today to ask the Commission to approve the proposed agreement amendment with Ms. Worsham. Brief refresher, a grant was provided to the City of Goshen by the Convention Visitors Bureau and Elkhart County Community Foundation in 2016. It was a three-year grant with $50,000 provided annually for 3 years. The first year of the project, the funding went to Goshen Theater to assist with their fundraising efforts. The second and third year of the grant, it was identified that the funds would pay for a creative arts coordinator to work with the Mayor's Arts Council to implement projects identified by the council. At that time, two key projects were identified, being a website that's an online directory of all of the different artists and cultural resources here in Goshen. The second was to develop a business plan and an art market. The database was the priority project to start, and we have launched phase one. We are getting ready to launch phase two, and we anticipate that this is going to be a great resource, not only for people looking for artists, but for the artists themselves to help promote their work and be found. At this point, there are over 500 people in our database, which is pretty fantastic. The second project would be the art market. Conversations have occurred over the last year, we decided that it was probably better for a business to be operated by a not-for-profit than by the city. It became interesting, so the local company 132 was established, They do now have a brick and mortar at 132 South Main Street. Some of you have possibly been there. Because it's going to be separate from the city, we're requesting that that be removed from this contract. In its place, we're asking that we add in the development of program guidelines for the Arts Council, as well as an onboarding kit. Our Arts Council is currently comprised of 12 artists here in Goshen. They're all appointed by the mayor. Together, they help develop these different initiatives, networking opportunities for the local artists, and they've been very involved on a monthly basis for almost two full years now. Second item would be the development of an Art for Everyone Gala. It was actually held in September of this year. It was a really great event. We had over 75 local artists contribute art that was then distributed to the participants for the evening. We have a model for that now, kind of a plan, a budget, so it's something that we can implement annually. And that event profited about $3,000, so we're proud of that, and that'll help us continue that into the future. All in all, this commission does not fund any part of this. You are the pass-through for the grant, and so because you are the pass-through, we are requesting your permission to execute this agreement amendment as the overseeing body.
So this grant, I thought you said, was for 2017 and 18.
It went April 2017 to April 2019.
Okay.
So it's two full years. It didn't start in January.
Okay. Any questions, comments? What are the plans when the grant runs out?
We're working on that. Mayor, do you have anything you want to say towards that?
Working on that.
I was going to say
I'll just pass along a saying that we have in the county that I am reminded of almost at every meeting we talk about grants. When the grant goes away, the person goes away, or the program goes away. That's the county's policy.
Okay.
So that's just the county's policy.
We have learned that these 12 artists are not people that are typically involved in government or bodies that take action, you know, collaborate in that fashion. So we have been working with them to figure out what that role is for them, helping them work together as a group to make decisions and implement plans and projects. And so, although under the oversight of the mayor, we're still trying to envision what the long term for that will be.
Okay. Any other questions for Becky? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion to approve Resolution 5-2019.
So moved.
It's been moved and seconded to approve Resolution 5-2019. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. And opposed say no. And that passed unanimously. Next item. Is Resolution 6-2019. Is this a changed copy?
That was added. Mm-hmm.
What, wasn't there an 09 or a Resolution 6 in the packet?
No.
Oh, there wasn't? Okay. Well, I didn't notice that. So, Resolution 6-2019, which is authorized acquisition of real estate at 702 East Lincoln Avenue.
We had last proposed on this particular piece of property to purchase it for $65,000. There was a counterproposal at $75,000. This particular agreement is for $70,000 with them to be able to maintain possession of the property until December 31st of 2019. Which we did not find as particularly onerous to us because in looking at the demolition issues involved, we think that it would be best to try to do the demolition of all the houses that we acquire in that area at the same time because of the fact that you don't want to enter from Lincoln Avenue. On the other hand, you don't, the back is often very, is underwater a good deal of the time. So we believe that, that demolition at the same time would be an advantage to us, therefore making the extension for a year not that onerous on us. And then the owner also requested salvage rights, which we've done in the past, that says he has to complete his salvage rights by January 15th of 2020. He has to get any tenant out of there by December 31st of 2019. So those are the changes in the proposal from last consider.
Questions for Larry? Questions from the audience? Seeing none, I'll entertain a motion to approve Resolution 6-2019.
So moved.
Second. It's been moved and seconded to approve Resolution 6-2019. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. And opposed say no. That passes unanimously, and we'll move to a MACOG update.
I just wanted to inform the commission that we, at the November meeting, I let you all know that we submitted three projects for MACOG's requests for projects, and they selected the College Avenue project from US 33 to the railroad tracks. This project would be funded for construction in 2025, so we have a little while. PE would be available in their fiscal year 2020, which starts this July, and right away would be designated in 2022 and
2023. That's 80-20 for everything.
Yep. All phases would be 80-20 federally funded.
How I see the county's going to replace that bridge next year.
Right.
How are we handling the sidewalk on that bridge? Are they paying for that?
No, they're not going to put in a sidewalk. We would be putting in a pedestrian bridge as a part of this project that I'm talking about.
So. Okay.
Unless you can help us with that.
Yeah, we tried.
Well, you know, I saw that come up Saturday, and I just wondered about that, but things were going so well, I decided not to ask them about that. So I thought that the plan, I thought I'd been told before that the county wasn't paying for that. So
that's correct.
That's what we've been told.
Yeah.
Yep.
So. Okay, so that's the update. And have we had any discussions with the county about that County Road 40 project? Have they contacted you? And they were going to contact Bodie. Do you know, Mayor, if they'd contacted Bodie about that?
About the property acquisition piece of that?
Yeah, I've had some conversations with Bodie about that possibility. I've not heard whether
the county hasn't contacted you.
I am not willing to say they haven't. I haven't heard that they have.
Okay. Well, I was certain that after the sixth or seventh time I asked Mike Yoder about that, he was going to follow through, but evidently he's forgotten again, so I have to remind him of that. If I don't forget it. So, with that, we'll move to approval of the claims. Are there any questions about the claims that have been submitted? If not, I'll entertain a motion to approve the claims as submitted.
So moved.
All those in favor of approving the claims as submitted, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. And opposed, say no, and it passes unanimously. Monthly redevelopment staff report, Mark.
I just had one comment, and we added a new project to that list, and that's we put it back on the list, which is the Millrace townhome site. And we do have, we're expecting to have an agreement ready for the next commission meeting to consider. The developer actually has the agreement that staff's reviewed. He is reviewing that, and we will have him come to the next meeting. Our plan is to have him do a presentation, overview the project, and then we can discuss the proposed agreement.
Okay, any questions about this report from Mark?
I just wanted to add, between now and our next meeting, we'll have two bids for 9th Street bids tomorrow for the 9th Street Corridor project, and Kircher Phase 2 bids February 6th. So So at the next meeting, we'll have those numbers for you.
Okay. Anything that we need to talk about or the audience wishes to talk about in the open forum? This would be something we haven't talked about on our agenda. I have one thing here. I got this letter from the Greenwood Association, and the mayor got the copy of the letter, right, Mayor?
Yes.
Okay, Rhonda, Felipe Marino, and myself about drainage issues out in that area with the new school being built. So they're concerned about their retention area being flooded with water from the school. So I think the letter actually went to Dustin, so Dustin's aware of that. So
it's been a major issue in the ongoing discussion.
You say it is a major issue?
It has been. I mean, that's probably the biggest thing.
So I just want you all to know that I got this letter. If anybody wants to see it, I've got it here. I don't know. It's best discussed with Dustin probably, unless Leslie knows about the drainage out there. But I know Dustin's very familiar with it, so.
Has been working with the school's engineering firm to make sure that's addressed in their design. So we've been aware of it.
Yeah, as I recall, they had talked about most of that water going down a ditch that they were going to redo towards the ditch out there on County Road 17. I can't remember the name of it.
And that there's some private ditches, and it's kind of unregulated in a way, so they're working with the school to make sure it at least works out and doesn't create any problems.
Yeah, well, it's important because that subdivision that was built out on the west side of Green Road, when it was first built, there were a lot of drainage problems out there.
Yeah.
And I think the drainage is supposedly goes to the west through farm fields, and it's not well defined and close to that area, so that. But that's
clean up what the county allowed.
Pardon me?
The city will clean up what the county allowed.
Well, we've got a good man in charge of that now. One of my ex-classmates. Well, he wasn't actually a classmate. He was a younger attendee of the high school. I kind of took him under my wing, you know. So you could call him a stump protege. Okay. Anything else in the open forum we need to talk about? If there's nothing else, our next meeting is February 12th, 2019, 3 o'clock in this room. I guess if there's nothing else, we're ready to adjourn, if we have a motion.
And no executive session today.
So moved.
Okay, it got moved to the actual agenda.
Oh,
all in favor of adjourning, say aye.
Aye.
Aye, we're adjourned. Thank you very much.
Thank you, folks.
Good luck. So, well,